భవామహే కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమ జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పతాన శృణ్వన్నో దేవే సీదసాదన ప్రణో దేవీ సరస్వతి వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతి ద్వినామవిత్రయవతు గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిర్యోం విష్ణోర్నుకం వీర్యాణి ప్రవోచయ్యః పార్థివాయ విమమే రజాగుంసి యో అష్టభాయ దుత్తరగుం సదస్కం విచక్రమానస్తేజోరుభాయః విష్ణోరరాతమసి విష్ణోమసి విష్ణుష్ణోరసి విష్ణో ధ్రువమసి వైష్ణవమసి విష్ణవే త్వా తదస్య ప్రియమవిపాతోహశ్యాం నరో యత్ర దేవయవో మదంతి పురోక్రమస్య సహి బంధురిక్తా విష్ణోర్పదే పరమే మధ్వ ఉత్సాహ దద్విష్ణుర్సవతే వీర్యాయ భృగో న భీమా కుచరో గిరిష్టా యస్యోర్షత్రిషు విక్రమలేషు అధిక్షయంతి భువనాని విశ్వా పరో మాత్రయా తనువారు దాన నతే వైష్ణవన్వశ్రువంతి ఉదే విద్మరదసే పృథివ్యా విష్ణో దేవత్వం పరమస్య విత్సే విచక్రమే పృథివీ వేషయేతా క్షేత్రాయ విష్ణుర్మనుషే తదస్యన్న ధ్రువాసోస్య కీరయోజనాసాక్షిమాచార త్రిదేవ పృథివీ వేషయేతా విషప్రవేశ సంమహిత్వా ప్రవేశ్వరస్సు తమసీయాన దేశశూన్యస్య సవిరస్య నామా అతో దేవాంతు నోయతో విష్ణుర్విచక్రమే పృథివ్యా సప్తదామభిః ఇదం విష్ణుర్విచక్రమే చేదాని నరే పరం సమూఢమస్య పాపం సురే త్రీణి పదా విచక్రమే విష్ణుర్గోపాదాభ్యః తటో ధర్మాణి ధారయన్న విష్ణో కర్మాణి పశ్యత యతో గతాని పశ్పశే ఇంద్రశయుజ్జసగా తద్విష్ణోర్పరమం పదం సదా పశ్యంతి శూరయః దివే వచక్షరాతమం కవిభ్రాతో నిపన్నవో జాగ్రువాగుం సస్తమిందరి విష్ణోర్పరమం పదం పర్యాత్యానంతరాయ
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved master. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, we all have gathered here in the divine presence celebrating the sacred festival of Devi Navaratri. In the morning, we all witnessed the beginning of Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. And this afternoon, we are fortunate to participate in the commencement of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. The Veda Purusha Jnana Yajna epitomized Bhagwan's vision of resurrecting Bharat's ancient edifice of service and sacrifice and strengthening her cultural moorings to salvage mankind from the materialistic abyss. It is impossible but to admire how Bhagwan beautifully has elegantly embedded Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha into this grand narrative. Over the years, the Vidwan Mahasabha has become an effective platform where eminent devotees and scholars shared their thoughts, where memories come alive, where experiences and wisdom mingle to reinforce our bonds with Bhagwan, where devotion is demystified, the guidelines acquire more clarity, and the divine becomes more intimate. With great joy, I would like to introduce the learned speaker for this afternoon. This afternoon, we will be listening to Sri S. Sai Manohar, Assistant Professor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Muddanhalli Campus. Sri S. Sai Manohar came to Bhagwan's fold at a very young age. He joined Swami's school at Ooty in the year 1982 in the first standard. He completed higher secondary education at Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, winning CBSC Certificate of Appreciation for good performance in the board exams. He completed BCom Honours at the Vrindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He completed MBA in 1999 with distinction. After his education, Bhagwan blessed him to join his service as Senior Manager, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Vrindavan, where he was involved in the accounts and administration of the Vrindavan Ashram for around 13 years. In June 2013, he joined as Assistant Professor in the Department of Management and Commerce at Muddanhalli campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is currently serving as the Deputy Warden of Sri Satya Sai Hostel, Muddanhalli campus. He has published 4 conference papers in the area of financial inclusion. He has been an active member of the University Vedam group. He has composed lyrics for several Sanskrit songs and stotrams for the campus dramas. He considers himself extremely fortunate to receive Swami's love and grace, continuing in his service for the past 35 years. So let's welcome Sri Sai Manohar.
Padmasanasthithe Devi, Parabrahma Swarupini, Parameshti Jaganmata, Mahalakshmi Namostute. I offer my most humble salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. I wish to express my gratitude to Bhagwan for having given me this wonderful opportunity to be present here in his divine sannidhi today. on the holy occasion of the commencement of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Mahayajnam, and to be able to share my thoughts in front of this August gathering. The day was the 25th of May, and the year was 1947. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, who had just a couple of years before declared his avataric mission on the 20th of October 1940, he was writing a letter to his elder brother Sri Sesham Raju Garu. This letter was in reply to the several queries, questions and doubts that were expressed by his elder brother regarding the divine powers of Bhagwan and the mysticism that was surrounding his activities. In fact, this letter today is a historic document because it happens to be the declaration of the mission statement of Bhagwan's avataric life. Swami wrote in beautiful Telugu prose, Swami says, Akhila manavalaku anandamuna gurchi rakshinchu chundute dikshanaku. Sanmargamuna vidi cheriinchina varala cheipatti brochute vratamunaku. Bija sadalakai penubada tolaginchi lemini bapute premanaku. I have a task to foster happiness among all of humanity and to provide protection to everybody who seeks refuge in me. I have a vow, and this vow is to bring back those who have strayed away from the path of righteousness. In fact, Swami says, hold them by the hand and bring them back to the path of righteousness. I have a work which I love to perform, and this is to provide succor and solace to the poor and the needy. And as we all know, Swami lived every moment of his life, the avataric sojourn on this earth, he lived it by this mission statement. But then a doubt may arise in our minds as to why the avatar of the age, why should God, who is the source of everything, have a mission to live by? Should he have a purpose to his life? The avatar is the source of everything. The Lord is the origin of everything. Everything emanates from him. The Vishnu Sahasranamam says, Yogo Jnanam Tata Sankhyam Vidya Shilpadi Karmacha Veda Shastrani Vijnanam Etat Sarvam Janardhanat. All forms of knowledge, all forms of learning, all sciences, all art forms, all the yogas, everything emanates from him. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana. Nanavaptam aptavyam vatta evacha karmani. I don't have to perform any task. I don't have to perform any duty. I don't have to abide by any mission. I don't have to perform any activity. None in all the three worlds. I don't have to obtain something which I have not obtained. But then when the avatar comes down on the earth, the avatar descends on the earth, God descends on the earth as the avatar only for the ascent of mankind. When he comes down on earth, he performs certain activities, and these activities are performed only for us, the humankind, to follow as an example. He sets himself as a role model and we have to follow him. And that is why when the avatar comes down on this earth, which is his dharma kshetra, he also makes it his karma kshetra. He performs activities vartta eva cha karmani. He involves himself in certain activities. He has got a certain mission to abide by. He has got a certain purpose. Well then, it's good for us to know that the gods, the avatars, the masters, the messiahs, the apostles of truth, the gurus, all of them had a mission. They had a purpose to their life. What about us ordinary mortals? Is it possible for us also to attach a purpose to our life? We all know that human life is primarily ephemeral. But then is it possible to have a primordial purpose to this human life? And the answer comes very clear from Swami's discourses, Swami's message. And Swami says, yes, there is a purpose to human life. And what is this purpose? Swami says, the purpose of human life is to seek God. Seek God and finally become one with Him. That is the purpose of human life. There are several paths to seek God. We have the Jnana Marga, self-enquiry. We also have the Bhakti Marga, yearning for the Lord. I think for most of us, the Bhakti Marga may be more easy to follow. The question then is, where do we seek God and how do we seek God? Swami has often told us that God is the indweller. He resides in your heart. Swami says, God is present in you, with you, around you, besides you, above you and below you. There's not much distance to be covered in search for God. Swami says, go just half an inch into your heart and you'll find Him there. That's the explanation Swami also gives for the word Sai, see always inside. This was beautifully illustrated to me by Swami Himself. Once, while I was sitting in Swami's presence in the interview room here, Swami asked me a very pertinent question. He looked directly into my eyes and asked me this question, what is the distance between me and you? Obviously, I was looking to Swami for an answer, and immediately He Himself replied and He says, the distance between me and you is the same as the distance between you and me. Well, obviously it's not any physical distance that Swami was referring to. Swami was clearly explaining that if you consider that God is a very far-fetched concept, something beyond your fathoming, beyond your comprehension, very distant away from you, so be it. God cannot be understood or God cannot be reached by you. But then if you feel that God is your very own, He resides in your heart, He's very close to you, as Swami says in Telugu, Sannihitudu, very close to you, then God becomes very near and dear to you. Draupadi called out to Lord Krishna when she was dishonored in the court of the Kauravas. First she called out, O Dwaraka Vasi. Then she called out, O Mathura Nivasi. And finally she prayed, O Hriday Nivasi. And the Lord came to her rescue. A few days after this incident, Draupadi is sitting with Lord Krishna and she asks the Lord, Lord, I called out to you and yes, you did come to my rescue. But then why was it that I had to call to you thrice? Why did you not come to me at the very first instant? And to this the Lord replied, Draupadi, when you call me Dwaraka Vasi, I had to go to Dwaraka and come back. When you call me Mathura Nivasi, I had to take a detour, go to Mathura and come to you. A long distance to be covered. But then when you call me with all the intense devotion, call me Hriday Nivasi, the distance to be covered was very, very less. And there I was in an instant available to rescue you. this fact that God is the indweller, He resides in our heart, was brought home to me when I was a very young boy by Swami Himself. It's a very small incident. It happened when I was studying in Swami's school in Ooty. Swami had come there and he had stayed for a couple of days, and the time for his departure had come. He was leaving for Vrindavan. The news that Swami would leave in a couple of hours reached the students. All of my classmates began to cry. They were weeping. They could not bear the physical separation from Swami. Obviously, we all have experienced it many times. They were all weeping, but somehow strangely, I was the only person in the entire class who was not crying at all. There was not a tear. But somewhere deep in my heart, there was a feeling, there was a thought that was going on. Yes, Swami might physically be moving away from you, but then, He is the resident of your heart. Will He ever move away from your heart? Will He ever leave you and move away from His residence, that is your heart? These thoughts were going on in my mind, and there was a flutter, and we found that Swami entered the classroom where we were all seated. Immediately we got up. In fact, Swami was accompanied by late Sri V.K. Narasimham Garu, who was the former editor of Sanatana Sarthi. Swami came inside and started consoling the students, generally telling them not to get emotional. Of course, He did not speak to anybody in specific. He came to where I was standing, right in the first row. He looked at me, gave me a smile, patted my cheek, and said, "Good boy." This was as though He confirmed to me that what you are thinking is right. I will not leave you and move away from your heart. Yes, physical distance may be there, but I am the indweller. I will not leave you. I will not leave the residence of your heart. The next question is, how do we seek God? For this, I would like to take the example of a car. The car has got two headlamps. One of the headlamps is faith in God, and the second one is prayer. If we drive this car of life with faith in God, with faith in our hearts, and prayer on our lips, the path is clear and the destination is very near. Talking about faith, I am reminded of the episode relating to Karnam Subbamma Garu. Karnam Subbamma was the foster mother of the Satya Sai avatar. What Yashoda Maiya was for Kanhaiya, Subbamma was for our beloved Swami. She deemed it her life's sadhana to serve Swami and His devotees. Swami had given her one word, one promise, and the promise was, "I will be by your side when your last moments are approaching." She had great faith in Swami. Years passed by, and Subbamma Garu, the last moments were approaching. She was on her deathbed. She was yearning for Swami's presence. She was seeking His divine presence. But unfortunately for her, Swami was not physically present in Puttaparthi. In fact, Swami had gone far away, somewhere near Chennai. She was thinking of Swami and yearning for His presence. "Swami, you had given me this promise, and I pray to you to uphold your word." In the meantime, in the house, the relatives, two groups had formed. One group, the faithful ones, and the second group, they're not so faithful. So the group which had faith was obviously telling, yes, Swami will come, Swami has given a word, Swami will be present. The second group, they had lost all hope. They were telling that the lady's health is fast deteriorating. It may not be possible to come all the distance. It may not be possible for Swami to come all the distance and be present here physically. The arguments went on to and fro. And finally, after a couple of days, Subbamma breathed her last, so to say. Again, the argument started. Those with faith wanted the body to be kept, while those who did not have faith in Swami's words wanted the last rites to be performed at the earliest. 3 days passed. Swami also got this news of the condition of Subbamma. Immediately he drove back to Prashant Nilayam by car. He went straight into the house of Subbamma Garu. Went to where she was lying and gently accosted Subbamma. Swami told her, Subbamma, Subbamma, lay. Subbamma, I'm here. Can you see me? Swami asks. The lifeless body of Subbamma immediately began to move and she saw Swami right in front of her. She held Swami by his hands. She began to drink the divine form through her eyes. Swami had kept his word. The faithful will always be blessed by the Lord. He had kept his word. Swami took the holy water, poured it in the mouth of Subbamma, and with that she merged and became one with the Lord. In fact, this story was told to us by Swami during one of the Trai sessions, and that's how I came to know this story. For those who have faith, the Lord sees no barrier of time or space or distance. Talking about the second aspect, the second headlamp of prayer. You know that we all learn from Swami. Swami himself teaches us how to pray. In fact, all the sessions here in the Kulwant Hall, in all our hostels, everything has been set by Swami himself. He teaches us how to connect with God at every moment during our daily activities. This particular episode, Swami taught us how to pray to him. And after praying to him, he himself gave us back the reward. This happened in the year 2006. I was part of the group involved in the Dharma presentations. And we had prepared a Dharma on the theme of Ramayana. So the students of the Brindavan campus were supposed to put up that Dharma as part of the sports and cultural meet. We had all arrived here on the 6th of January. And the students were very enthusiastic. Lot of effort, sincere effort had gone into the, you know, practice of the Dharma. And the students were expecting that Swami would come and observe the rehearsal of the Dharma. So the students prepared a beautiful card. They wrote there requesting Swami to come and be present for the rehearsal of the Dharma. They came and sat in the bhajan hall here. It was the morning darshan time. Swami also came into the bhajan hall. All of a sudden, Swami's entire countenance changed. He became angry. Swami tells the boys, he starts reprimanding the students. I'm dissatisfied with you, with your behavior. I'm not happy with you. Not only the students, Swami also mentioned, I'm not happy with the teachers also. In fact, during that particular year, Swami did not speak to the warden and the director of the campus also. Days passed by, Swami ignored the students. As the days passed, as the, you know, the drama of ignoring the students began to unfold, The students had no other resort except praying to Swami. What else can they do? So they began praying. The intensity of the prayer increased. The fervor and the strength of the prayer began to increase as the days passed. In fact, we would find many students going and making appeals to the Lord in front of the Prashant Nilam gate, making 108 pradakshinas every night, ensuring that their prayers are heard. The sports meet was over. There was no sign of Swami calling for the drama. The students almost lost hope, because the drama is supposed to be presented on one of the days immediately after sports meet. The 12th of January, the students were all seated here, and after bhajan, suddenly there was a news. And this news came indirectly to the vice chancellor. Swami did not directly come and tell the students. And the news was that Swami is ready to come and see the rehearsal of the drama of the Vrindavan students in the institute auditorium. The entire scenario changed. All the despair and despondency suddenly turned into delight. All the students became very active. Everybody went to the auditorium. Lot of preparations had to be made. In fact, the sets were prepared for the Kulwant Hall. The sets had to be cut short so that they could fit into the stage on the institute auditorium. And all this had to be done within a matter of just 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours. But still, the students were all totally involved in the preparations. In fact, I remember some of us even forgot about food and drink that particular day. Swami did come that evening and observed the and watched the rehearsal. Swami was extremely happy with the performance of the students. The entire scene had changed. The prayers had brought out the result that was required. In fact, Swami was so happy that he got it announced that your drama should not be put up on any other day other than Sankranti day. So the drama was put up successfully on the day of Sankranti. Swami was very happy. In fact, he told the students that he would like to once again see the same drama on some other occasion. Not only this, he taught us how to pray. We did pray. He gave us the result. Not only just the result, he also gave us a bonus. What was the bonus? What was the bonanza? On the 16th of January, Swami comes on a visit to Vrindavan. The year is 2006, and he stayed there for one full month, giving great joy and delight to the entire student community. This is the beauty of prayer. And this is taught to us by none less than our own beloved Swami. When our yearning and seeking becomes a daily affair, it's a beautiful love affair between the devotee and the God, we reach a state called Ananya Bhakti. This was beautifully demonstrated by the Gopikas of Vrindavan. Swami says that Krishna would very often play this game of hide and seek with the Gopikas. He would stop talking to them. He would suddenly disappear from Vrindavan and go somewhere else. And the Gopikas would go and seek him wherever they went, they would seek him, they would yearn for him. I would say that they began seeking God, and finally they began to see God. See God, see their beloved Krishna wherever they went, everywhere. They began to see their beloved Krishna in everyone. They began to see their beloved Krishna every time. That is the concept of Ananya Bhakti. They would go to the mountains and the boulders and ask. They would go to the garden flowers and creepers and ask. They would go to the rivulets and the creeks and ask, "Have you seen my beloved Krishna?" This was the pinnacle of devotion that the Gopikas exhibited. Swami beautifully describes it in Telugu. They would pray to Lord Krishna. They would say, the Gopikas would sing to the Lord, "Pata paduma Krishna, palukuteni lolukunatu, matalaadu maamukunda, మనసు తీరగా వేదసారమంత తీసి నాదరూపముగను మార్చి వేణుయందు తిరుగబూసి గానరూపముగను మార్చి పాటపాడుమా కృష్ణ పాటపాడుమా ముకుంద. ఓ లార్డ్, విల్ యు నాట్ సింగ్ విత్ యువర్ ఫ్లూట్? సింగ్ ద డివైన్ మ్యూజిక్ టు అస్ విత్ యువర్ ఫ్లూట్. కంప్రెస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వేదాస్ అండ్ ద శాస్త్రాస్, పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్లూట్ అండ్ సింగ్ టు అస్ దట్ డివైన్ మ్యూజిక్, దట్ మెలోడియస్ డివైన్ మ్యూజిక్. దిస్ వాస్ ది డివోషన్ ఆఫ్ ద గోపికాస్ టువర్డ్స్ దర్ లార్డ్. ఆన్ వన్ సచ్ ఒకేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గేమ్ ఆఫ్ హైడ్ అండ్ సీక్, ద లార్డ్ వాస్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ వృందావన్ అండ్ హీ సెండ్స్ అ మెసేజ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ హ్యాండ్ రిటన్ లెటర్ టు ది గోపికాస్. And this message is sent by none other than Uddhava. Uddhava comes to the Gopikas at Vrindavan. He hands over them this letter from Lord Krishna. He says, this is a message from the Lord, you can read it. Of course, the Gopikas were known for their rustic devotion. They were all illiterate. Only a couple of them could read and write. So one of the Gopikas opens the letter, and on seeing the handwriting of her beloved Lord Krishna, she bursts out in a paroxysm of tears. She starts weeping inconsolably. She says, Uddhava, I cannot commit this mistake. What is the mistake? I cannot commit this kind of a mistake. As I see the handwriting of my beloved Lord, tears well up and they start overflowing. And these tears will fall on the paper, the letter that Krishna has written, and all the words that he has written will get smudged away. I cannot commit this mistake of erasing what the Lord has written. He tries to give the letter to one more Gopika. She says, Uddhava, no, I will not hold the letter. My entire body is burning with anguish of separation from my Lord. This fire is unbearable. If I hold the letter itself might get burnt into ashes. It's not possible for me also to read the letter. This was the lofty devotion that the Gopikas displayed. This was because all through their activities, in whatever they did, wherever they went, and whomever they met, they always found Krishna. They found only Krishna everywhere. As Swami says, close your eyes and see God within. Open your eyes and see God without, in the world, in the nature, in the human beings, everywhere around. Let us all pray to Swami that He blesses us with at least an infinitesimal portion of this beautiful devotion, the lofty devotion of the Gopikas. Before I conclude, I would like to narrate a touching incident which I was a witness to just yesterday. We had gone to the nearby village, Bidupalli village, for Gram Seva. We were distributing the food and clothes. As my group neared a particular hutment, we found that the family members there were not very enthusiastic. In fact, they were very downcast and sad. On seeing us, a group of 5-6 students, the lady started weeping. I tried to find out what was the reason why they were crying. The lady explained that it was just a couple of days before that the only son in the family, all of 13 years of age, passed away in a very freak accident in the village. On seeing us, she remembered that little boy and she started crying. But then, as we were trying to console the ladies, they started weeping more and more. And mind you, amidst this grief, amidst this sorrow, amidst all the tears, the lady tells, "Sir, when we see you all coming, we feel that Swami himself has verily come to our doorstep to console us and give us solace." We need not go elsewhere seeking for the Lord, searching for Him in the mountains and the valleys. We need not ask Him. Adukakave O Manasa, Swami says, don't ask. In spite of our not asking, He is always there. In spite of our not seeking Him, yes, He is there. Vida sadalakai toluga penubada tolaginchi lemini vapute prema naku. This message comes home to us very clear. Let us all pray to Swami to give us the strength, to give us the courage, and to give us the large-heartedness to accept Him as ours. Let us also pray that He also accepts us as His very own. And for that, we need to offer Him something. What is that offering that we need to make to Him? Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. The body is the patram, the leaf. Pushpam, the hridaya pushpam. The heart filled with devotion. Mano phalam, Swami says, the mind is the fruit. And toyam, what is this toyam? What is this water? The tears of gratitude, the tears of yearning for our Lord. That is all that we need to offer unto Him with all devotion and faith. And then what does He do? Tadaham bhaktyupahritam ashnami prayatatmanah. I'll be very, very pleased to accept it if you offer it to me with devotion. With these few words, I once again offer my gratitude to Bhagwan and pray to Him to give us the right understanding of what true devotion actually means. Let us all pray to Swami to bless us with His infinite grace. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sri Sai Manohar. As he was mentioning about this beautiful incident of Uddhava meeting the Gopikas of Vrindavan, we know that in Bhagavata, Uddhava represents the Jnana Yoga. He considers Krishna as the ultimate source of all knowledge and wisdom, and his approach to Krishna is that of Jnana, the path of knowledge. And Gopikas believe in love. And what we can say about this staged encounter, the Krishna staged this meeting of Uddhava and Gopikas, this two set of devotees facing each other is quite more of an interesting narrative in Bhagavatam. Initially, Uddhava is not able to understand and appreciate the behavior of Gopikas. And the Gopikas are not able to understand and appreciate what Uddhava is trying to say or convey. This is a beautiful framework in the Indian culture that it acknowledges and it accepts that there are different ways to understand the divinity. And there are different ways to approach the divinity. And the ultimate wisdom lies when we understand each other, we respect each other, and then only we will discover what is true devotion and what is true love. We are thankful to Sri Sai Manohar for his humble and deeply insightful talk. It reminds me of the famous couplet of Amir Khusro, 12th century mystic poet of India. Khusro darya prem ka ulti va ki dhar, jo utra so doob gaya, jo dooba so par. O Khusro, the river of love runs in strange directions. One who dives to swim drowns, but the one who drowns gets across. It's impossible but to admire how a sadhaka's devotion has woven the threads of surrender, service, knowledge and love into a strong weft of wisdom and understanding. Bhagwan tells us about the three goddesses, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati, worshipped during the 9 days of the Navaratri festival. They symbolize the three attributes or gunas, tamas, rajas and sattva. When we transcend the three gunas, we emerge victorious and thus we celebrate the Vijayadashami. The Navaratri celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam have three essential components, and the three forms of the mother goddess preside over them respectively. The Yajna represents strength or Shakti, and Durga presides over, she is the goddess of Shakti or power. In the Vedic belief system, it is believed that when we pour offerings into the sacred fire, the fire transmits the offerings and the prayers to the devatas in heaven. It is believed that the mantras and the offerings empower the devatas, who in turn look after the creation. So the true significance of yajna is empowering others and not the self. Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth, and the sacred act of Gram Seva is replete with the age-old Indian belief that wealth has to be distributed and never to be hoarded. The Vidwan Mahasabha celebrates the tradition of Mother Saraswati, a tradition where wisdom is deemed to be the greatest wealth and thus must be shared by all. We thank Sri Sai Manohar for sharing his wisdom and inspiration with all of us. Truly it is said that a devotee's inspiring words plow our barren hearts till our inept minds makes it soft and receptive for the divine words to sink in. Thus now that we have heard a devotee, we may have the audacity to fold our hands and humbly request our beloved Bhagwan to drench us all in his nectarine discourse. Bhagwan's discourse will be followed by a devotional offering in the forms of songs from the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Muddanhalli campus. Jai Sai Ram.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Yuvatulu, Yuvakulu, Inadu Poshinchavarsina 20. నిత్య సత్యమైన నైతిక విలువలు.
యంగ్ మెన్ అండ్ విమెన్, వాట్ దే హ్యావ్ టు ఫాస్టర్ అండ్ డెవలప్ ఆర్ ద మారల్ వాల్యూస్.
నైతిక విలువలను కాపాడుకోవటం ప్రధానమైన కర్తవ్యం.
టు అప్హోల్డ్ ద ఎథికల్ వాల్యూస్ ఈజ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ.
ఈనాడు నైతికమంటే ఏమిటో, విలువంటే ఏమిటో యువకులకు యువతులకు ఏమాత్రమో అర్థం కావటం లేదు.
టుడే ది యంగ్ మెన్ అండ్ విమెన్ హ్యావ్ నో ఐడియా వాట్ మొరాలిటీ ఈస్, వాట్ వాల్యూస్ ఆర్, హౌ టు డెవలప్ ద మోరల్ వాల్యూస్.
మానవుడు ఈనాడు ఈ నైతిక విలువలను కాపాడుకోలేకపోవటం చేతనే చిన్న వయసు నుండే పడలాని బాధలు పడుతున్నారు యువకులు యువతులు.
Many young people, men and women, suffer a lot at an young age because they are not able to protect and maintain the moral values.
యువత అనేటువంటి పదము, యువకులు అనేటువంటి పదము దీనికి సరైన అర్థాన్ని అందించలేకపోతున్నది.
In fact, it connotes no meaning to this word youth or an youngster.
నైతికం అన్నటువంటిది సామాన్యమైనటువంటి పదము కాదు.
Morality is no ordinary word.
చాలా విలువైనటువంటిది.
It is highly valuable.
చాలా ఫలితమైనటువంటిది.
It's highly sacred.
చాలా గొప్పది.
It's mighty.
ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన, నిత్య సత్యమైన నైతికమనే మనము కాపాడుకోలేకుండా మానవత్వం ఏ రీతిగా కాపాడుకోగలరు?
If we cannot protect and maintain the eternal truthful morality, how can we be the true humans?
మానవత్వం అనగా కేవలము నైతిక విలువతో కూడినటువంటి ఒక జీవితమే.
హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ వన్ దట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ కాంబినేషన్ విత్ మొరాలిటీ.
ఈనాటి యువకులు తమ యొక్క జీవితం ఏమిటో, తమ యొక్క గమ్యం ఏమిటో, తమ యొక్క మార్గం ఏమిటో, తమ యొక్క లక్ష్యం ఏమిటో గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
The modern youth have no idea what life is, the aim of life, the path of life, nor the goal of life.
ఈ నైతికమనేటువంటి విధిని ఆంగ్ల భాష లోపల మరొక రీతిగా చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
This morality could also be said in a different way in English.
ఈ నైతికమునకు సంస్కృతం మరొక రీతిగా బోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
The Sanskrit explains in a different way.
సంస్కృత పదమునందు నైతికమనేటువంటి పదమునకు పౌరుషము అని చెప్పింది.
నైతిక మొరాలిటీ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పౌరుష ద వేళ.
ఇంగ్లీష్ పదమునందు దీనికి మొరాలిటీ అని చెప్తూ వచ్చింది.
ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ నైతిక ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మొరాలిటీ.
మొరాలిటీ అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ మొరాలిటీ?
పూర్వము జీసస్ క్రైస్తు రోమన్ దేశం లోపల దేశ నాయకుడిగా ఉన్నటువంటి రాజులకు బోధించి రాజులు దీనిని సరైనటువంటి రీతిగా అర్థం చేసుకుని ఈ యొక్క రాజ్యములకు దైవరాజ్యము అని పేరు పెట్టుకున్నారు. జీసస్ పేరు పెట్టుకున్నారు.
In fact, it has been explained earlier by Jesus in Rome what it is, the meaning of morality, and it is called God's kingdom and named after Jesus.
Morality anaga manavattam nundu daivattam aavibhavinchi divyattani jagattanuku bodhinchadame nijamaina naitikamunaku artham.
The true meaning of morality is to cognize the divinity in humanity and to share the same with others.
English nandu personality annaru.
In English there is a word personality.
Kani ee Roman desham varu Jesus nundi oka divyamaina twenti oka కళలు, శక్తులు ఆవిర్భవిస్తూ అందరినీ ఆకర్షిస్తూ వచ్చున్నది అనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశంతో పర్సోనా అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
బట్ రోమన్స్ హావింగ్ నోటీస్ ద ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్స్ అండ్ ద మైటీ పవర్స్ ఇన్ జీసస్ దే నేమ్డ్ ఇట్ పర్సోనా.
పర్సోనా అనగా ప్రతి మానవుని యందు కూడాను దైవత్వం అనేటువంటిది అంతర్భూతంగా ఉన్నదనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Persona meant that divinity is an undercurrent in humanity.
నీతిలేని జాతి కోతి కంటే పాడు అన్నారు.
That community without morality is much worse than a monkey.
కనుక ఈనాటి మానవుడు తనయందు గుప్తంగా గోప్యంగా కనిపించలేని స్థితిలో ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క ఈ యొక్క దివ్యశక్తిని తాను వ్యక్తము గావించాలి.
So man has to express the hidden, the latent divinity within him.
ఆ విధముగా వ్యక్తం గావించినటువంటి వ్యక్తిని మాత్రమే దీనిని మానవత్వము అని చెప్పవచ్చు.
We can call that individual a manava, the human being, if he can express the latent divinity within.
Vyakti anaga kodanu idhe artham.
This is the true meaning of vyakti, who
avyaktam ayinatundi shaktini vyaktikrimpa chesetundi manavunaki vyakti ani peru.
That which is hidden avyakta is expressed vyakta, then he is individual or vyakti.
Kani atti vyaktam cheyinatundi okka manavunni vyakti ani pilchatam kodanu సరి అయినటువంటి పదం కాదు.
వీ కెనాట్ కాల్ హిమ్ ఎన్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఆర్ వ్యక్తి ఇఫ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ ద డివినిటీ.
ఈ విధముగా ప్రాచీన కాలం నుండి అనేక విధమైనటువంటి రహస్యములను హృదయములందు దాచుకొని దివ్యత్వాన్ని తాను ప్రకటించలేక, దైవత్వాన్ని దర్శించుకోలేక, మానవత్వాన్ని మరచి కేవలము దీనత్వాన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నాడు ఈనాటి మానవుడు.
Man has kept himself all the divinity without expressing and sharing with others, and he just considering himself a human, thus considers himself so weak.
Kanuka ee naadu manavudanaga chaala manchi vaadu ani artham.
Manava word meant a good man.
Anni upanishattulu kodanu manavatvanaga pavitramainatundi vyakti ani peru.
Upanishads also declares a human being as a sacred individual.
Manchi manasu kalavade manavudu.
Manava the human meant the one with good mind.
Kalukane manasu undatam chetane manishi ani peru vachindi.
He has got manas, the mind, so he is manishi, human.
కనుక మంచి మనసు గలవాడే మానవుడు.
సో మానవ ద హ్యూమన్ ఇస్ ద వన్ విత్ గుడ్ మైండ్.
మంచి మనసు అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ మెంట్ బై గుడ్ మైండ్?
పది మందికి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క మార్గమును నిరూపించి
డెమోన్స్ట్రేటింగ్ ద సీక్రెట్ పాత్,
ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవితాన్ని అనుభవింపజేసి
మేకింగ్ అదర్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద ఐడియల్ లైఫ్,
ఆత్మతత్వాన్ని ప్రకటించి
ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ ది ఇన్నర్ డివినిటీ,
అనంతమైన ఆనందమును అందించటమే ఇది నిజమైన మంచితనము.
అండ్ టు షేర్ ది ఇన్ఫినిట్ బ్లిస్ విత్ అదర్స్ ఇస్ ద ట్రూ హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ.
ఇట్టి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఆనందమును అనుభవించడానికి ఏ మానవుడు సిద్ధంగా ఉన్నాడు?
Who is ready to experience this sacred bliss?
Manchi manasu aneetundide kanipinchatam ledu.
We don't find a good mind today.
Kanukane manchi manushe ee naadu kanipinchatam ledu.
Therefore good man is not seen.
Man anaga emiti?
What's meant by man?
M-A-N, man annaru.
M-A-N is man.
M anaga mayanu marchipovali.
M means forget maya, illusion.
ఏ ఆత్మ దర్శించాలి.
ఏ ఆత్మ సెల్ఫ్ విజువలైజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్,
నిర్వాణం పొందాలి.
M నిర్వాణ, attain liberation.
మాయను మరచి
forgetting
ఆత్మను దర్శించి నిర్వాణం పొందటమే నిజమైనటువంటి మనిషి.
The true human is the one who forgets the illusion, visualizes the self and attains liberation.
కనుకనే మంచి మాట వినరు మనసిచ్చి చెప్పినా.
You don't listen, pay heed to the words though they are said out of heart.
ఎంత ప్రేమ చేతనో, ఎంత దయ చేతనో, ఎంత కరుణ చేతనో మనసిచ్చి చెప్పినటువంటి మాటలు మానవుడు ఏమాత్రం కూడాను వినటం లేదు.
Out of infinite love, mercy and compassion, though good words are told, you don't pay heed to them.
మనసు లేకుండా కేవలము మాయా మనసులైపోయి కొన్ని ప్రబోధనలు చేస్తుంటే ఆ దుర్గుణములంతా కూడా చాలా సులభంగా వింటుంటారు.
Without any psychological involvement, with full of imagination and delusion, those things that are said, they are believed.
ఇవి వినటానికి కాదు చెవులిచ్చిండేది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ది ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు యూ టు లిసన్ టు ఆల్ దట్.
ఒక ఊరి వారి శుద్ధులంటే మీరు సిద్ధమవుదరే కడు శ్రద్ధతోడ.
యు ఆర్ రెడీ, క్వైట్ రెడీ, బీ ప్రిపేర్ టు లిసన్ టు ఆల్ గాసిప్ అండ్ ద వెయిన్ టాక్ ఆఫ్ ద నైబర్.
ముత్తుగాను భగవత్ ముచ్చటాలు చెప్పివేడ వద్దికలు నుండలేరా ఓ చెవులా.
ఓ ఇయర్స్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ రెడీ టు లిసన్ టు ద స్టోరీస్ అండ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఈ మంచి మాటలకు రెండు చెవులు ఒదిక చేరవు.
The two ears are not ready to listen to good words.
చెడ్డ మాటలకు ఇంకా నాలుగు చెవులు పెట్టుకుని వింటారు.
To listen to bad words, we'll have additional ears also.
ఇది కేవలము ఒక చెడ్డ కాలం ప్రాప్తించినప్పుడే ఇలాంటి బుద్ధులంతా వస్తుంటాయి.
It is the fate or the destiny or approach of the bad time.
దీనిని వినాశకాలే విపరీత బుద్ధి అన్నారు.
This kind of temperament would settle on us in bad times.
కనుక మనం వినవలసినటువంటిది మంచి మాటలే.
So what we have to listen to is only to good
ఏది మంచి మాటలు.
What are good words?
పరలోక అపకారం కలగని,
those that won't harm others,
పరలోక దుఃఖం అందించని,
those that won't make others sad,
పరలోక ఏ విధమైనటువంటి బాధను చేకూర్చని,
those that won't hurt anybody,
దివ్యత్వాన్ని అందించి,
that hands over the divinity,
దైవత్వాన్ని ప్రబోధించి,
teaching about God,
దీనత్వాన్ని దూరం చేయటమే నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక మాట.
And to distance you from this weakness is the true good word.
కనుక ఈనాటి మానవుడు ప్రథమ దినమైనటువంటి ఈ యొక్క వేద పురుష సప్తాహ జ్ఞాన యజ్ఞం నందు,
ద ఫస్ట్ డే ఆఫ్ వేద పురుష సప్తాహ జ్ఞాన యజ్ఞ,
దీన్ని సరైనటువంటి మార్గంలో మనము నడుచుకోవాలి.
Wants us to conduct ourselves in the right path.
Veda Purusha Saptaha Gnana Yagnam ani deeniki peru.
This is named as this way, Veda Purusha Saptaha Gnana.
Veda Purusha.
Veda Purusha.
Purusha anetundi nijamainatundi sanskrita padamu.
Purusha is a Sanskrit word.
Purushulanaga kevalam pant shirt veskoni undetundi vaadu kaadu.
Purusha is not merely the one with a pant and a shirt.
Dress ga untuntadi kaani nijamainatundi purushulu anetundi vaadu divyatvanto koodinatundi daivame.
Purusha is not the one with the dress, pant and shirt. Purusha represents the divinity.
దీనినే పౌరుషత్వము అని పేరు కూడాను హిందీలో చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
This is also called Paurusha, the valor.
కనుక దివ్యత్వం అనేటువంటి ఒక దైవత్వాన్ని మనం చక్కగా అర్థం చేసుకుని,
we have to understand clearly the divinity.
ఈ బయట భావాలంతా కూడా ప్రాప్తమైనటువంటివన్నీ తలంచి,
and we should also consider outer ideas are worldly.
ఇదంతా కేవలము నెగిటివ్స్ మాత్రమే.
And know full well that they are all negative.
నిజమైన పాజిటివ్ అనేటువంటిది తన యందే ఉంటున్నది.
The true positive is within you.
ఈ పాజిటివ్ ఎవరిచ్చినారని పోయేటువంటిది కాదు.
It will never leave you any time.
ఏమి చేసినా కానీ కదిలేటువంటిది కాదు.
It will never waver nor change.
కదలక మెదలక ఉండేటువంటి ఒక దివ్యత్వమే ఈ పౌరుషత్వము.
It never moves nor gets shaken.
శివ 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 శివయన రాధా జీవ చింతనెల్ల బాపి కోన మనరా
శివ 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 శివయన
Vicissitudes of this world and meets its final destination, God. On its way, the flowing waters uncover the countless treasures of life and the most prized treasure, our love for Bhagavan. This is one such moment for us when we can unravel this treasure and express our sincere love for our beloved Lord. On this auspicious occasion of Dasara, we, the students of Mudanahalli campus, offer a stream of love at Swami's lotus feet.
Thank you. అధికం భవామహే కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పదాన శృణ్వన్నోటిభిః సీద సాదనం. వక్రతుండ మహాకాయ సూర్యకోటి సమప్రభా నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యేషు సర్వదా.
సర్వమంగళకారిణి వై, సకల సంపదల ప్రదాయిణి వై, మహాలక్ష్మిగా అవతరించి భక్తుల మనోవాంఛలను తీర్చావు. జగన్మాతగా అవతరించి యావత్ మానవాళి యొక్క పాపాలను హరించి దైవత్వాన్ని పెంపొందించావు. అహింసా మార్గాన్ని చేపట్టి ధర్మస్థాపన కొరకు సాయిలక్ష్మిగా అవతరించి పలు రకాల భౌతిక సంపదల కన్నా ఎన్నో రెట్లు విలువైన సత్యధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ అహింసలనే మానవతా విలువలను బోధించావు. కులమత భేదమనేది లేకుండా శరణన్న వారందరి హృదయాలలో దివ్యమైన ప్రేమామృతాన్ని నింపి మానవత్వాన్ని ప్రేరేపించావు. మా అందరికీ ఇన్ని ప్రసాదించిన మా ప్రియమైన స్వామికి మా ఈ గీతాంజలి అంకితం.
वो क्या है जो मैं लेकर आया था और क्या रहेगा जो मैं साथ ले जाऊंगा। एक तुम ही तो हो साई जिसने मेरे साथ रहकर हर कदम मेरे साथ चलकर मेरी हर मुश्किल को दूर किया। मैंने खुद से तो कुछ नहीं पाया, जो भी है सब तुम ही ने दिया। और कुछ नहीं चाहता, बस एक ही है दुआ, हो ना पाऊं मैं तुझसे जुदा, हो ना पाऊं मैं तुझसे जुदा।
बदले जहां हो ना पाऊं मैं तुझसे
To take the human form on earth, it's indeed a good fortune to be the mother of the avatar himself. The relationship between the mother and a child is a joy for all who witness the wonderful play of feelings. The supreme lord of the 14 worlds took the form of little Krishna, and what great good fortune was it of mother Yashoda to be addressed by the divine lord as Amma. Mother Yashoda was indeed fortunate to fondle the little Krishna and enjoy his childish pranks. We offer the next song to you, entitled Enna Thavam Seidhanai.
Thank you. the universal preceptor, the son of Vasudeva, who granted supreme bliss to humankind. In the war of Kurukshetra, Arjuna asked the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is well versed in yoga, whether the person who worships the form or the formless? Swami, you made us understand that we should be steadfast with supreme Shraddha, concentration, with our thoughts adoring you and thereafter live in you. It was you who taught us to be equanimous to a friend or foe in honor and dishonor. Your omnipresence prevails in this earth. You are the deliverer from the ocean of the mortal samsara, the cycle of birth and death. You also taught us devotion is the easiest path to reach God. It doesn't require any qualification, nor it is dependent on age, time or place. The path of devotion enables us to reach the ultimate goal of life. This is our offering to you, infused with love and devotion.
Shriyo Jnanam Vyasa
लेकिन कभी दूर न हो पाया तेरे आंगन का नूर, हर बार मुझे यही खींच लाया। सच की राहों पे प्यार से चलना तूने ही तो सिखाया। जो है तेरा करूं मैं तुझको अर्पण, मैं तेरा दर्पण, मैं तेरा दर्पण, ये हमारा अटूट बंधन।
Is the sole refuge to the destitute and the source of eternal bliss for the craving soul. Swami, you freed Ahalya, Sabari and many others who were eagerly awaiting your arrival in the Treta Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, you descended as Sai Rama and encouraged everybody to tread the paths of their choice to ultimately merge in your nameless form. We, your students, dwell upon your Rama principle in this song entitled Deena Dayalu Rama.
पीताम्बर धर पावन Yeah. Murani Manohar Gaye. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Monday. शांति समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की